Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. This is Diego Aparicio and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here with Rosa Id, who is the Finnish representative of this year's 28 Times Cinema Jury for the Giornate degli Autori. Hi, Rosa.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
What have been your impressions of Venice thus far?
I've really loved it here. It's of course, the area is very beautiful, but the festival has an amazing vibe.
Very happy to hear that. And how did you hear about the 28 Times Cinema program?
Well, it was actually my dad who saw the ad in our local newspaper that my local theater was looking for a representative. And since I'm studying media anyways, he thought that I'd be great for the role. So he encouraged me to apply.
Beautiful. And I understand you're representing a cinema from the Europa Cinemas Network. Which cinema is that?
It's called Kino Iris. It's in Lahti in Finland.
Do you go there often?
Yeah, I've gone there in the past, but now I live in Amsterdam, so I don't really get to visit that often, unfortunately.
Amazing. And are you interested in any specific section of the film industry?
No, I'm actually kind of here to learn more about film. I'm quite the beginner in the area, and I'm just now switching to study film as well in media and culture. So I'm here to learn what could be like the direction where I want to go.
That's amazing. Well, what turning points are always interesting moments in life. So otherwise, do you have any film highlights from the festival this year? Maybe not Giornate films, because we'll leave you to talk about those in your jury meetings.
Definitely the one of the most impressive films that I've seen here is God Exists. Her name is Petrunia. That was a really amazing experience for me, and it was something totally different, something that I had not seen anything like that before.
Fantastic. So as part of the experience here in Venice, I understand that you're also attending a workshop of your choice. Do you mind me asking which one you've been participating in?
So I've been at the Translating Cinema one with Elena Giovanni, and we've only had one meeting so far, but it's been really interesting, and we're also going to talk about like how to translate audio for people who cannot see, or how people with this kind of troubles can also enjoy film. And I think accessibility is very important in today's world, and I really want to promote that. So I'm really passionate about learning all of this.
That really does sound amazingly interesting. And do you think Finland is, you know, already making efforts to be more inclusive in that way?
Well, to be honest, I haven't really even heard about this subject that much before, but I do know that dubbing is, for example, coming more and more accessible also in Finland, which really helps people who are not able to read fast subtitles, or who do not speak English or other languages, for example.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us about your experience here in Venice. Rosa, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it was a pleasure as well.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here on the jury, and best of luck choosing a winner.
Thank you very much.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.